Good morning,
Hi, Riley.
Oh, you're not Tom.
No, Tom's on holiday.
Oh, really? Yeah. I could have sworn he took a holiday just like two episodes ago.
Tom's on holiday.
Who are you?
I'm Erin. I'm producing the show today.
Okay.
Do you want to take a seat?
Sure. Fine. Yeah, give me a little bit to get used to this.
Yeah, no, I know. It's different and unexpected. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Ellen, did you say your name was?
Erin.
Erin?
Yeah.
Okay, great. When do we go live?
Wait, are you not... You're not looking at... Right, okay. 5, 4...
Oh. Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, presidential candidate Billy McNuggets! Plus music from Eluge and Destroyer! All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rad! So much for tuning in. Great to have you. Good to see you. This is Radio Go episode probably somewhere in the 200s, 300s or so. I am Riley Routh. I'm the host, your compere, your MC, which in this case stands for Master of Comedy. Anyway, really good to see you all out there, figuratively, although I have installed cameras in some of your homes since that last radio station promotion that we did, the one where we invited you to install a camera in your home. I don't know if that got us more listeners, but it certainly got us more data, you know, and analytics is really, it's the currency of the future, by which I mean it's not useful right now, but it might be at some point. What am I talking about? It's a really good question. I did want to talk to you a little bit just before we dive into the proper, you know, the comedic meat of the show. We've just got to break the skin of this episode, and I thought I might do that by discussing a new idea I've had for a brand new product. And you know, I'm no business person. I'm just a rich and famous radio host, but I did come up with this idea today that I really want to share with you all. It's an idea for a new type of crisp, a crisp product that you could get, you know, like your Walkers, your Discos. I don't know why Discos are my second go-to brand of crisp, but it's just where my head went. Your Squares, your Quavers, you get the idea. Crisps. Americans call them chips. But as we all know, chips refer to the things that you bet on in poker, and you couldn't do that with crisps, let me tell you. It's very simple. This brand of crisps, they're called Elements with a Z on the end. Elements pack. Oh my goodness, let me think of precisely one example. When you've got a bag of a thing, but you've got multiple things in the thing, right? But they're not in individual bags. I don't mean like a variety pack of cereal where you get 6 boxes of cereal. I mean like one... I think Lucky Charms are these. Like you've got bits of stuff, but then you... Oh, I'm explaining it poorly. There's things, and then there's different things, but all the things are kind of mixed together. That's what this is, right? Elements. And the idea is there's 4 types of crisp, and each of them represents one of the 4 classical elements, you know, earth, fire, water, and air. And so the idea would be like air would be almost like a quaver, right? Something that's puffed up, melts on your tongue, that kind of thing. Fire would be something spicy, like a flaming hot Cheeto or a chili Dorito, one of those. Earth, I guess, would be like a... maybe one of them root vegetable crisps that aren't very nice, but are kind of fancy. The sort of the potpourri flavor crisps. And then water is like a sort of soggy crisp at the bottom of the bag. I'm not so sure about that one. I've got to be honest with you. I think it's a really strong idea. until you get to water, and then the whole thing kind of falls apart. Literally, if you go with that idea. But there must be some kind of representative of water in crisp form that I haven't thought of. But I think that, like, I don't think there is one. And that's probably the only reason why elements with a Z as a crisp idea hasn't happened. Because the other three, earth, air, and fire, are a fucking, like, slam dunk. They thematically match up perfectly. But water, one day, water-based crisp, I will find you, and you won't be gross, and you won't make a mushy bit of crap at the bottom of the bag of elements, you know. You won't actually be wet, but you will in some way contain the essence of water. One day. And when I do, I will become a billionaire. Possibly even a brillionaire. We can hope. We have a fantastic show for you coming up. Later on, we're going to be talking to a presidential candidate. Billy McNuggets is joining us. I'm so excited. I don't know anything about his campaign. It's still early, you know, in the presidential cycle. But really, the perfect time for an underdog frontrunner to come out and upset the race. And, you know, he agreed to come on my show, so he's got my vote. If I can vote, we don't actually know. He might be American. This might be the American president. I'm trying to think what presidents I can vote for, and it's not a long list. Being from Britain, we don't have one of those. We have a king, and we vote for the same guy every year. In the meantime, we're going to hear a little song. This is a brand new track at time of recording from Eluge. It's called Circles. It's a fantastic tune. Enjoy it, and we'll be right back with more Radio Go.
And we're out.
Oh, fantastic. You actually said, and we're out. Tom never does that.
Oh, interesting.
Well, he forgets. I just have to wait for the, like, you know, that big metal box that's in front of me? There's like one red light, and when the red light goes off, that's how I know the microphone isn't on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what the box is. Don't even really know what the light
you
is.
I
know that sometimes you can press one of the buttons and it makes like a cash register noise.
Yeah,
That's really useful.
Tom will have loaded that, yeah.
Really? He did that? That's not built in?
The cash register noise.
Why?
No.
You don't know the cash register button?
I know the cash register button.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's right around here, but I'm not going to press it right now because we're in a song.
Oh, if you pressed it, would they be able to hear it on the radio?
Well, I wouldn't press it during a song, so...
No, okay.
No, because that would be unfair.
Unfair to the...
Listeners.
Listeners. Mm-hmm. Right, got it. So, Erin, where'd you grow up?
We're at work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a little too personal? I was just making conversation, really, that's all. You know, sometimes me and Tom like to have fun banter between the songs. When we're not on the air, just like a little. But when I say banter, it's not like guy banter. Like it's not like locker room talk. It doesn't really matter.
Did you organise that segment that we just had? Was that your idea?
Segment.
The crisps.
Oh, the monologue. Yeah. We always do a monologue. I like to just chat about what's been on my mind, you know, what's new in the world of Riley.
I'll script something for you next time.
Next time?
Yeah. Didn't they say Tom has flu, so it's probably going to be a little while.
Really? Okay, fine. You could script the monologue. I think part of the charm, I mean, you know, you're the producer.
I am.
But I gotta say that, like, part of the charm of the show is the spontaneity. I think people really like that there's a kind of an unplanned element. It's a little stream of consciousness and sort of an unfiltered look into my brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, right, but no, I'm saying that as a good thing, and you're not looking at me like it's a good thing.
Like soggy crisps, yeah, yeah.
Well, my brain isn't like soggy crisps. It's just that's I've been thinking about solving the problem. So usually what would happen is me and Tom would talk about, you know, we would kind of riff on the idea, you know? He might say, oh, I know how you could solve that. What if it was, like, one of them water biscuits that you get in a box of biscuits? And I would say, that's not a crisp, Tom, you idiot. No, this would be off the air. So the listeners wouldn't hear Tom, right? They wouldn't hear me calling Tom a fucking moron.
But that's good.
But no, but it's fun, you know? He likes it. He keeps showing up, so he can't dislike it that much.
Okay, well, you won't be calling me any type of moron, especially not while you're in a studio.
No, I wouldn't dream of it. You seem extremely, extremely professional.
Thank you.
So, are we almost back from the song, or?
Yeah. Just a few more seconds, I think. Yeah. Are you not watching the? You want me to count as?
Do we have? Oh, is that what those numbers? Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Circles by Eluge. Great song. Really enjoyed that. And I hope you're all doing well out there. We're doing great here. We're having a really, really fun show, guys. And it's about to get even more fun because we have a very special guest joining us now in the studio. He is a presidential candidate. Please welcome to Radio Go for the first time, Billy McNuggets.
Hi.
Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's our absolute pleasure. So you are, I'm told, a presidential candidate.
Well, for the last 2 weeks, yes. I have been a presidential candidate now for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, so not your campaign's still early on. Where are you from? I think I detect a hint of the American continent.
I'm from America. Yeah.
Whereabouts? Where did you launch your campaign in your home state?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it'll be from Arkansas.
Arkansas. Yeah. No, I can hear now. Actually, the Arkansas accent. Now, remind me, Billy. Exactly where is Arkansas in the U.S.?
It's somewhere around the middle.
Somewhere. It's one of
Middle East.
The Middle East.
The Middle East of America.
Okay. I've heard that. What some of the some people call those the flyover states, you know?
We get a lot of people flying over.
I'm sure, but I guess that's a little pejorative, you know. They're kind of saying that there's nothing worth seeing there, so you just have to fly over them. I think is the intent.
Oh,
but you wouldn't agree with that, I guess.
I wouldn't agree with that at all. No, right. There's plenty things to see in my town. Yeah.
Okay, great, fantastic. And I mean,
there's the water fountain.
The water fountain.
There's yes. The steps
leading to the water fountain.
No, leading to City Hall.
Oh, the big City Hall.
I want to be there one day.
Well, I mean, presume
in the mayor's chair.
Okay. Billy, so, but you're running for president, so presumably you have your sights set on a slightly larger chair. If you don't, you know, if you pick up what I'm putting down.
Well, tomorrow, class president. Next week, who knows?
Oh, you're not running for president of everything, of America.
Why would I?
Well,
we're not even halfway through the midterms.
I guess so. We might be a time of air.
I've been closely following the president and all he's doing, and I've got to say, he's not doing a good job.
You know what? Somebody had to be the first to say it, Billy, and I think it's a good thing.
The first to say it.
Yeah, that's true.
I was the first one.
Nobody's been criticizing that guy.
In my class, yeah. I stood up and said, our president's gonna be rubbish.
Okay. So the light in the room is not actually that good. I didn't quite realize. I thought you maybe were just a slightly shorter guy, but you are a child.
Yeah.
You're a minor. How old exactly are you?
I'm 16.
16, and you're running for president of your class.
Yep.
How many people are in your class?
About. There's Susie. There's.
We don't need to know all of their names.
Jonathan. About 12. On a good day.
What about on a bad day?
9, maybe.
9. So on a good day, there are more people. I mean, that seems low, honestly. Like, There's been a concern in education.
The rains come and no one can get to school.
And wash people away?
No.
This isn't an it situation.
Just a flood.
A flood in Arkansas? Really? Yeah. That's awful. When did this happen?
Have you not read the news?
Well, not the local Arkansas news. No, I didn't know that this was something.
Here, I brought a paper.
Oh wow, thank you. This is the Arkansas Town Gazette. Wow, those are some brutal signs of natural devastation. God, yep. Is that a tornado?
That's a bad day.
Yeah,
what that is.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Well, you must be incredibly resilient down there.
Oh yeah, we're resilient. We do a lot. We do a lot in the fields.
In the fields?
Yeah, in the fields.
Like what?
Like I play baseball sometimes.
Okay. I guess that's a kind of resilience. It's a kind of cultural resilience, you know, yeah. like refusing to hide yourself away.
I played baseball once and there was three tornadoes out on the field.
Really?
Yeah.
My God, how did you survive?
I got a home run is what I did.
Hey, well, did you
get... The ball went flying over towards one tornado, just whoom, straight over the boundary.
That doesn't seem fair. That doesn't seem like cricket, figuratively.
It's not cricket, it's baseball.
Yeah.
You want to see a cricket?
Sure.
I've got one here.
Oh, that's a bug. Yeah. Why? You had that in your pocket? Oh, why am I picking it up from you? That's okay. Thanks for showing me
He's my pal.
What's his name?
Jiminy.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
That's my favorite movie.
Really? The Pinocchio?
Pinocchio.
Which version of Pinocchio?
The good one.
Oh, that clears that up.
Yeah.
Great. So you are running for class president. Now,
yes.
What's your platform? I wonder, because I presume you're here to kind of boost the,
platform?
Campaign, you know?
Well,
yeah.
There's a stage we have to go up and do a speech on.
No. What are the reasons that you're running? What are you hoping? What promises are you making?
Oh.
You know? How are you going to improve the lives of your 8 to 11 fellow classmates?
Well, that's just the amount of people in my class. There's plenty of people in the school.
Oh, you're running for school president?
Class president means president of the school. Wait. The student body.
It does?
Riley.
Hold on. Wouldn't you just be president of the class if you're class president?
But I'm class president. No, yeah. I will be.
Sure.
So, but if my campaign goes well.
But you'll be representing the whole school, so wouldn't you be school president?
But it's called class president. I may be class president,
okay.
Depending on how the voting polls go.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to fight you,
Billy. Go to the polls!
I think that's
what I shout in the corridor.
I think people should go to the polls. I think
going to the toilet.
Why do you shout it when you're going to the toilet?
Because it's just getting my name out there. It's a go to the polls!
Okay. I'm going to try again. Why should people vote for you? And
oh.
Instead of your competition, I assume other people are running against you.
Well, there's Jemima.
Jemima?
She's running again.
Oh, is she the incumbent? Is she the existing class president?
No, she just runs every year. No one votes for her.
Oh, why does she do it?
Who knows? Something to do.
I guess so.
She doesn't play baseball, so...
Why are you running?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay, yeah.
So...
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off there because we do have to go to a song. But just as soon as we get back from the song, can you stick around for a little bit?
Sure, yeah.
Fantastic. We'll get right onto your campaign pledge. I think this has been really productive so far, Billy. But we're going to have to go to another song.
No worries. Go to the polls!
This is a song. Feel free to go to the polls while you're listening to this. I don't know when voting... When is... You know what? We don't have time. No, we don't have time.
At the end
the
of May...
The next song...
For the next year. For the next... Academic year.
The next song that we're going to listen to is called The Ignoramus of Love. It's by a band called Destroyer that I just learned about today, but I'm sure all of you listeners who are cooler than me have known about for decades now. This is a fantastic song. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to have more from Billy McNuggets right after this on Radio Go!
Go to the polls!
Well, Soviets, you choose the path of a psychopath. Well, I wasn't.
Riley.
Oh, yes, Ellen.
Erin.
Sorry, Erin.
Would you like a cup of tea or anything? Are you feeling okay? Would you like a glass of water?
Oh, water would be great, actually. Yeah, thank
great.
You.
Great,
wow.
I'd love a tea, actually. So if you could, it's milk and two sugars.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say Tom never offers to get me a drink, but neither do you, I guess. Okay, yeah, happy to. Just a sec.
Not that cupboard.
Oh, you know where we keep things? Have you been in the studio before?
Earlier today.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you prepped for the show?
Yeah.
That's great. Tom never preps for the show.
Tom never.
No, no. Wow. The two of us like to come in here and wing it. I think it's going pretty well today, though, you know? Keeping that board running, keeping things smooth, keeping things on time. Thanks for giving me the circular signal when it was time to wrap things up. That was... Tom never does that.
Oh, that wasn't... I just meant that the guest was acting a bit strange.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh. Well, to be honest... So... Let me lay something down on you here, Erin. Like, a secret about Radio Go, a lot of our guests are a little strange.
Right. So who booked Billy McNuggets?
I guess Tom. Like, usually he books the guests. We've honestly never made it clear.
And he booked a flight from Arkansas to the UK.
Oh, I guess so.
For a class president.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you put it like that, it's a little... sorry, you said two sugars?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Let me just... just me making the tea.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
There you are. Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it sounds a little bit wasteful when you put it like that, but it's honestly no big deal.
Oh, I never said it was wasteful.
Oh, I'm sorry. What point were you making?
I was just sort of mentioning... the sequence of events. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess we could call Tom and try and, like, figure out why he booked this guest.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. But, you know, isn't Billy great? Isn't it great to have a youngster on the show? You know, really appeal to the younger generation. Isn't that great? Expand your audience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone in the country listens to Radio Go already, although they don't in Arkansas.
Well, there you go.
Well, I do wonder why he's on the show in that case. I really should... I mean, did Tom not leave any notes, questions I should ask him, that I should ask Billy, or anything like that? You know, sometimes I come in and he's got, like, a bit of paper that he's written on. I can barely read his handwriting, so I throw it in the fire most of the time.
Throw it in the...
The studio fire keeps us warm.
Of course.
During these cold winter / spring months.
Have forgotten to stoke it, so...
Oh, yeah, that is actually part of the producer's job. A little embarrassing.
You don't have a guy for that?
Oh, no, we just have Tom. And now you, I guess. I guess you're the guy for that.
Better get stoking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beep, 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 beep. Brr, brr.
Hello?
Tom!
Hello?
Tom, it's me! It's Riley! Where are you?
Wait, what?
It's Riley!
Riley, why are you calling me on my day off? What's going on?
This new producer! They're super weird!
Wait, there's a new... Wait, are you going... Is this live?
Wait, when does the song end? I gotta go! Tom!
Wait, what?
Stay on the line! Listen to the show! Welcome back to Radio Go! That was Destroyer with The Ignoramus of Love. Lovely little song, really enjoyed that one. Hope you're all doing well out there in Radio Go land. We are here, live, on the radio, with class presidential / school presidential candidate Billy McNuggets. And, thank you, producer Erin. We've got a new... that's fine. Don't talk on mic. But we've got a new producer... just for today, and let me tell you, everything's going great. And if our regular producer is listening out there on the air, he definitely doesn't have to come to the studio right now because there's a you know any kind of issues or anything like that. So Certainly not. Billy!
Hi!
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well?
You enjoyed that song?
I was dancing up and down the studio. It was really lovely.
I was enjoying your pogoing, actually. I didn't know the new
dance craze.
That's what the kids do?
Yeah, that's what the kids do.
16-year-olds in Arkansas.
At the prom.
They're all pogoing up at the prom.
Yeah.
Which,
if you vote for me...
Oh, are we getting a campaign
promise?
The prom
will have a lot of balloons. I've been promising balloons since day one.
Does the prom not usually have balloons?
It does, but this time I'm going to bring more balloons than you've ever seen in your life.
Okay, so that's a promise, I guess.
My dad works at the balloon factory.
Sure.
The Arkansas Balloon Factory.
I guess. I mean, I don't want to engage in gotcha journalism here, Billy, but are you not worried about any claims of, you know, insider trading or even corruption here?
Corruption?
Well, you know, the idea that your dad, you're basically giving business to your family. And I mean, we already talked about the current president.
Well, I don't know about that, but the balloon, it's the only balloon factory in Arkansas. That's where everyone gets the balloons from.
Well, that sounds like a monopoly.
We'll be getting them for
free. Is your dad engaged in unethical trading practices?
Define unethical.
Well, I mean, has he forced any other balloon or potential balloon manufacturers out of business so that he can maintain his position as the sole manufacturer in the entire state?
Riley, is it wise to ask your guest to defame the lovely balloon manufacturers of Arkansas?
Well, producer Erin.
Your guest is a child.
No, of course, but since we're talking on air, apparently that's what they do when they learn radio. What's the emergency? What's the big deal? You're telling me I can't say that the guy who owns the Arkansas Balloon Factory is a clearly monopolizing, unethical mobster?
Stop it! Stop it!
What do they do?
What's going on?
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's a comedy show. They told me this was a comedy show.
Yeah, and balloons. You know, you can turn them into balloon animals, can't you?
I've not even started with my whole story yet.
Really? You haven't even started? Okay. Well, let's get you back on track. Because...
decided to become president.
Oh, please! I would love to know how you decided to become president, Billy.
So me and Jonathan, we were stood by the vending machine.
Who's Jonathan?
My friend.
Okay.
My best friend in the whole world, Jonathan.
Okay.
And we were stood by the vending machine, and it wasn't working.
And is Jonathan like your class vice president? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Oh, I feel like you should learn
I've
that.
I've not asked.
Okay. No, that's fine. So you were stood by the vending machine. It wasn't working.
It wasn't working, and we were just talking, and he said, you know, Billy, this vending machine hasn't worked for 2 years. The whole time I've been at this school, the vending machine has not worked.
Okay.
And I thought I could do something about that. So I decided then and there to become class president. Now, we may not even have the office of class president.
Oh, okay.
But I decided then and there that I was going to run unopposed.
Right, but you're not running unopposed because Jemima runs every year.
Jemima does run every year. She has the same idea, but...
but the office doesn't exist.
I need to get is the office why, put in first.
Is that why nobody votes for Jemima? Because there is nothing to vote for?
I never really thought about it that way. Probably.
Oh boy. Billy.
But...
you've made a real mess of things here.
What's
your dad going to say?
Well, if I get voted in, he's going to say, well done, Billy.
Does he usually say that? I've got my eyes
on the mayor's office. Probably next year, maybe a few years' time.
A little young to be a mayor, I think.
Probably, but...
but maybe with the...
with age grows experience, my granddad used to say.
With the capital of big...
he was in the war.
Very near to starting a sentence, actually, Billy, if you don't mind.
Go to the balloon factory. Ask him about the balloon factory.
Well, this is what I was trying to do, producer Erin, and you stopped me. What's going on? Don't tell me you're in the pocket. Don't tell me you're in the pocket of Big Balloon too.
Big Balloon?
Is that why you're here?
I shouldn't be talking on air, Riley.
Did you put this guest on so that this could be some sort of free advertisement?
I think you will recall, as recorded by the studio, that I had no knowledge that Billy had been booked.
Well, actually, on the songs, we don't record any.
I know you. You work with my dad.
I have a great many lookalikes.
Whoa.
Did you know that?
What a twist. What does Erin do for your dad?
Well, they make balloons.
You're a balloon maker? You're not a radio producer at all.
Billy, do you want class president or not? Because I think the deal that we made was very fair.
This is unbelievably unethical. You're rigging an election that doesn't even exist.
Rigging an election?
That's what you're doing by coming onto my show. You're tricking me into giving you free publicity.
What?
We're giving you the experience of a real politician, Billy. It's fine. It's fine.
This is Billy, get your dad on the phone.
We don't even have a campaign manager. This is ridiculous.
You get your dad on the phone. I'm going to get my real producer, Tom, on the phone, and we're going to sort this out right now.
Hello, Dad?
Yeah?
Where is it? I can't talk. I'm at the Balloon Factory.
It's your son, Billy.
Well, yeah, I know who it is. I got the caller ID just like anybody else.
Oh,
hold on. I've just got producer Tom on the phone here. Tom?
Riley.
Yeah, listen, there's been a real fuck-up. We need you to come to the studio right now.
Who's that talking
about? Listen, stop. Billy's dad. Just lay off for a second.
Well, I was just in bed. What is happening?
It's 4 p.m. Why are you still in bed?
We are not recording today.
You're wasting my goddamn time with all this.
Drive Time Derek was taking over the show today.
No.
What?
Drive Time Derek died.
This is news to me.
Yeah, he was asphyxiated by an enormous balloon. This goes all the way to the top.
What do you mean? Well, there's so many
No,
things.
Billy, you know what I mean.
There are so many things
know
going
on. I mean.
There are so many things going on.
I don't know what's going on. I'm on the phone. I can't see nothing.
Dad?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me. Have you been fiddling the books?
Fiddling the what now?
Answer the question, sir. Have you been fiddling...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Which of these is the fader? Which is fader down? Fader down?
Wait, is that producer Erin? Erin, what are you doing out there in the old U.S. of K, huh?
I'm very sorry, sir. I was just trying to make everything okay.
I told you, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, stop trying to get my son elected to positions that don't exist. You ain't gonna be no kingmaker for my balloon empire.
Wait a minute. Were there any polls to go to?
We're gonna make the polls. There's plenty of time.
Oh my god. I think we've proven that this Erin person is the real villain of the whole piece. Tom, are you following any of this on the phone?
To be honest, Riley, I've just put my phone down so I could make a cup of tea. No, not really.
Oh, no, yeah, I can hear you making
tea. Fine, I'll drive down to the show.
Quick! Yeah. You've only got you know, minutes before it's all over. We've got to take care of this guy.
Well, look here, Erin. I've told you...
Are you okay there, sir?
No, I'm distraught.
Oh.
This whole plan, it's not what I wanted for my son at all. My son is gonna be a balloon man. And I don't mean a man made of balloons, I mean a man who makes balloons.
No, Dad, I don't want to be a balloon man. I want to be class president, and then maybe mayor, and then who knows?
No son of mine is gonna be a dirty, stinking politician.
But, Dad, not all politicians are dirty. Some of them are clean. Some of them have baths in their house. Imagine that, Dad, having a bath in our house.
Never. Never. I will never have a bath in my house. I've told you that, son. Listen here. This is one expensive call. You're calling me from the U.S. of K, and I don't appreciate it, so I'm going to get on the plane right now, and I'm going to deal with your sorry ass.
You're going to have to catch me first, Dad.
Don't you dare, boy.
Oh, my God. Billy McNuggets is getting up and getting out of the studio.
Don't you dare run away from me!
Oh, he's gone. He's out of the studio, and yeah, oh. Oh, and there's a plane overhead. Okay, there's some kind of elaborate chase sequence here. Father Catching Son. That's probably very interesting, but unfortunately we won't get to see it because we're almost out of time. All right, well, that just leaves...
Right, Riley.
Oh, Riley. Tom.
What's going on?
Hi, Tom.
Who's this?
This is your...
What's all this prep doing around?
Don't move those papers. They're very carefully organised.
This is our fake producer.
What are these notes?
Yeah, actually, they've been doing a really good job.
Show notes.
Yeah, they prepped me some questions.
Look, I used what 7 the hell different colours of highlighter on the running order.
Yeah, and they actually gave me they showed me that these numbers actually tell me when the song's coming in. So I don't even need you to do that bit for me.
I see how this is. I see what's going on here. Oh. I knew from the moment I saw that child floating out of the studio on a balloon, like from the film Up,
yeah,
that something was amiss.
No, I mean, that was... Listen, it would take too long to explain. Hey, why don't you just listen to the whole episode?
We're going live.
No, we've gone live. We're actually live right now.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, we're on air.
Oh, hi. Shall I get my diary out?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Listen, I think we better wrap things up here. Producer Aaron, I'm sorry. I think this isn't going to work out. You're clearly a sort
please,
of...
Please don't
damn right it's not going
to
work out.
An evil kingmaker stooge with sort of Lady Macbeth-esque political ambition.
Someone needs to free the balloon elves. Please.
I'm afraid we don't have time to dig into that. So I'm just going to have to say thank you all for listening to Radio Go this week. I want to thank, I guess, my producer... Erin Marsh, and my other producer, Tom McGrath, and I want to thank nobody else in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!